Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we are joined by the Rogers family. That is Samara Rogers, joined by mom Susan and brother Xavier. They are right out of West Roxbury here in Boston. How's it going, guys? We're going to get you all mic'd up here right live on air. Samara's got a beautiful flower headband on.
Yes, oh, she does.
Yeah.
Don't mess it up with the headset.
Yeah, make sure you don't knock that out of place.
All right, there we go. We got mom, we got daughter, we got, oh, all right, there we go.
Samara can hear us, right?
Yes. Thank you for joining us, guys. So Samara's journey started with lymphoblastic leukemia in May of 2021. I can't do the math on the fly, so she was only 3 or 4 at that time?
She just turned 4 a couple
just
months
turned
before.
Just turned 4. And yeah, if you could just slide that mic up a little bit up to your
Where
mouth.
Is it?
Perfect.
There you go.
Wonderful. Perfect. So we're talking to mom Susan here. And Susan, when you first got that diagnosis, what went through your mind?
I think it was just, you know, how and, oh my goodness, did I do something to cause this?
Oh.
Right? Did I miss something? How long has this been going on? And then, of course, what stage? I just went through so much with my pregnancy with her that I just thought we were kind of, quote unquote, in the clear. So it was pretty tough. It was pretty tough.
So how was it when you first went to Dana-Farber, and how did Samara kind of receive an experience? What was her experience like when you guys first walked in those doors?
Very welcoming. It was as if they'd already known us.
We hear that a lot.
So that was nice. You know, they have things that are set up for the children to kind of, you know, entertain them and distract them and that sort of thing. But they were very just warm and welcoming. So it doesn't ever feel like you're there for an appointment.
Hmm.
And then
they make it also, they make sure they accommodate the kids, like the siblings.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we have your older son, mm-hmm. Xavier. Mm-hmm. Xavier, pull that down real quick. So do you ever go to Dana-Farber with your mom and your sister?
Sometimes, yeah.
What's that like for you?
It's pretty fun. They have some stuff there, not just for the patient, but if like their siblings have to come as well.
What kind of big brother are you?
Everybody says I'm a pretty good big brother.
Nice. Good review.
Mom, do you agree?
I agree. He is very, they're like the best of friends. So it's really nice to see, especially because of their age gap.
So acute lymphocytic leukemia is rare. It accounts for less than 1% of all cancers.
Say that again?
I'm sorry. I'm just reading from our fact sheet here. It's quite rare?
No, this is ALL, acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
so
I got
the
some
type
false
that she,
information.
It may be rare, but I think the type that she has a pretty good success rate.
And Dana-Farber, while you've been there, spending, mm-hmm. you know, unfortunately so much time there, what has the community been like around in terms of other patients, other parents, in addition to the medical providers?
It's been wonderful. I mean, I don't want to say you have to experience for yourself because, you know, we don't wish this on anyone. But I think parents, we just get so much support from the team there, from everyone. I mean, just everyone, the people who are checking you in, the people who are, you know, stocking up the refreshments. Everyone is just, you know, so kind and so welcoming and, you know, like, hi, Samara, and, you know, say hello. They know you, but we don't know
wave over here.
So where is she at now? How is she feeling? What's the future look like?
So she has another year. She's on maintenance chemo. So on the 20th of this month, we celebrated, you know, 1 year of being in deep remission, but she still has a year of maintenance chemo. And she has a lumbar puncture every 9 weeks, just so they can, you know, make sure that there's no leukemia cells in her spinal fluid. And then at some point, that will go down to every 18 weeks. So I guess it's kind of, this is like the home stretch.
There we go. Okay, we like
year-long
that.
Year-long home stretch.
There we go. We yeah. like that.
How have you stayed so positive? Like the smile on your face. And,
oh, thank you.
I mean, you have a great smile. You're lighting up the set. How have you stayed so positive?
Honestly, it's my faith, to be completely honest. I grew up in a Christian household, and, you know, her name actually means, Samara means protected by God. And so when we found out about her diagnosis, I just said, okay, well, now you got to protect her, you know. Pressure's on you, you yeah. know. I told everybody what her name, you know.
Yep.
I'm so adamant about the meaning.
Yeah.
You know, naming your children, whether it's after a family member or after, you know, someone that you look up to. And in this case, it just came through. So that's just what it is, and just praying and just knowing that this was not in my control. And I will have to say, the doctors at Children's Hospital, they were, you know, I think they saw the look on my face. They said there was nothing that you could have done to prevent this or to cause this. So I was like, okay. Because
yeah.
as a parent, you're thinking, oh man, what happened here?
Do you feel like that's kind of common among parents with children who are going through a battle similar to yours, that their first reaction is, you know, I'm protecting and taking care of this little person, and so what did I do?
I think so. And you know, I'll speak for moms, if that's okay. You know, when we first find out that we, you know, are pregnant, we're thinking, wait, what did I... When's the last time I had a glass of wine? Or,
right.
you know, was I around anyone that smokes? You know, you automatically go into that protective mode. And I think you just stay that course for the entire time, because you know that, you know, you have a pregnancy, and then you have the, you know, the labor and the delivery and then the afterwards. And so you get through all that, and then you kind of get to like a little zone where you're like, okay, I think I got it. And then this happens, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. This is not a part of the plan. I don't have a script for this. And so that's when... You know, you really, if you have a faith in something, that's when you really, I would think, rely on that.
Xavier, your mom said you and your sister have a good relationship. What's your favorite thing to do with her?
We kind of just, like, make up things to do sometimes. We'll just play with whatever's around the house.
Usually Legos, I saw somewhere. Is that a
yeah.
Legos thing?
Yeah, we're a big Legos fan.
What's the coolest thing you guys have built together?
I think we've built some really cool, like, houses together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that a no?
Uh-oh.
Wrong answer. Try again.
Fact-checking her older brother over here.
Tough crowd. So do you guys build from, like, just from your creative side, or are you the type of family that gets the actual kit and uses the book and puts everyone in the right place?
Well, normally... Like, once I finish the Lego set, I'll just, like, throw away the instructions
nice.
And make something on my own.
Nice.
And then
off.
Samara, she'll make her own cool things. I remember one time she made, like, this little puzzle. She didn't know it was a puzzle, though, but I couldn't, like, solve it. And I was like, Samara, you could be rich one day.
Well, this is great. Well, we appreciate you guys coming on, and best of luck to all of you guys. And we can't wait to hear, like, you know, all the good news that comes out of Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund.
Down the home stretch, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a home stretch.
Home stretch run.
Right. Thank you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.